We're in session.
At 7:13 p.m.
7:13.
I'll make a motion that we approve the payables, the payroll, and the minutes of the last meeting.
Unanimous. Okay. Apparently open forum, we don't have anybody here. We'll move on to correspondence.
Yep.
I assume you guys have seen this.
Yes.
BLC, our Rutland Regional.
Mm-hmm.
Our bill. $1 per person, so it's $1,214. That's what our population is, so that's something different.
Is there a bill attached to that?
Not really. I don't know. I didn't read it that close. That tells what they do. Tash, please find a memorandum outline Rutland Regional Planning Commission's 27 fiscal year 27 municipal dues. As noted in the memo, the dues will remain unchanged for fiscal year 26, following last year's adoption of the new population based formula. We're deeply grateful for your continued support of our partnership. If you have any questions or would like to discuss the memo of our services further, please feel free to reach out.
It's just, it sounds like a FYI. I'm sure they'll be sending us a bill.
All right. This is not really correspondence, but it is. Monday, I met with Caitlin and Jason at the site and the construction people, and we're 99% done. They would have been done today, but I don't think they were today. I didn't have time to get up there. But
probably not.
They got, that's probably her. They got a little more seeding to do, and a little bit of shoulder is done, paving is done. The fence will be, the guardrails will be in Thursday.
Is it still one lane or no, with what they're doing?
I believe it's still one lane.
Okay.
It was the other night. They've taken the Jersey barriers out of there and they're gone.
Okay.
But they're still, because they're working
on the guard, they have to probably get the guardrails and stuff up.
Everything will be out of there. The engineers were both there. The only thing that I brought up that I wanted to make sure got done was that we got some kind of a stripe in the middle of the road, which they agreed to that. It's in the plans, but they weren't really expecting this kind of weather.
Well, as I say, it's, you know, with the weather, who knows?
We figured the way it's paved, it designates the center of the road, so we can go right over. We can they could take just a regular curb and, like the guy that does the parking lots, a little hand thing, and do that 100 yards or whatever it is. So we'll get it done one way or the other. That was half dry, sunny day.
Yeah.
Do it.
Hello.
Hello.
Huh?
Sorry, we're late.
That's okay.
I'm surprised,
I'm surprised you still made it. Dedicated.
I was afraid for my life for a little bit. That's
yeah, I've heard they're not that great out there. So we kind of hovered in here because the Wi-Fi was working better in here to record
okay.
our session.
That's fun.
We can get you some chairs probably from the other room or something.
So anyway, so here the reports are here. We've got to sign off on this thing. Substantial completion. I believe we do. Somebody does. On-site walkover for substantial completion, 12-1. Finalized grubbing, seeding, matting, and installation. Finalized shoulder grading. Now we're doing that yet.
Yeah, actually, that might be better.
Removal of old guardrail off-site. That was yesterday. Removal of Jersey barriers scheduled for this week. Most of them are gone. We just got something there. Guardrail installation scheduled for 12-4. Final quantities for Markowski, including over excavation, roadway sub base, and any other quantities deemed appropriate for the by the contractor will be agreed upon by the and agreed upon by the town. Final as built. That survey. Right.
No, I ain't staying in the handicap room.
I don't think you have to worry about it. So now we have to do something with it. I'm not sure if Mr. Markowski does it, but we do it. Owner's amended responsibilities. Responsibility to be the owner, contractor for security, operations, safety, maintenance, heat, facilities, insurance, and for that should be provided. We've already done it. I think this is their problem to sign. Engineer, contractor, and accepted by it. Once they get done, we'll have to do that.
Yep.
That's from the girl, Gavin. Ironically, you know who she is?
Yeah, she told us last time.
I knew. Well, first time I saw her, I just listened to her and stuff. I said, I know who the hell she is.
Why, is she working the opposite at Tom's?
No, she is his daughter. And
I know, but how do you happen to know her voice?
Because he's Matt Waite's. Him and Matt Waite are cousins.
Oh,
so we there'd be a, we'd go to a shindig and they'd be there. Tom would be there. But I just totally, you know, I haven't seen her in years. It's been 16 years since Matt got killed. 15 years. But yeah, I hadn't seen her. She changed a little in 15 years. No, same day my grandson was born, he got killed. And I dispatched the call. We want to hear a bunch of ironic stuff.
Dave, are you here for the meeting or you need us or something?
No, I just don't know. The issue with Sue Burke this morning. We were out. I don't care about it.
Okay, I'm just letting you know. That's fine.
I met her at 9:30 this morning, so she knew that we were out and about. So she's nothing but a freaking liar. And she said that we weren't even out on the road this morning. So if the kid can't drive on 2 inches of snow, and maybe he had to move to Florida or something. But we were out.
I heard you go by the house a few times too.
Just because they're not bare roads.
Yeah.
Well, it's been snowing all day too, so keeping up with it.
2 hours over on Hilltop getting my truck out away from bringing these garbage trucks. I went to do a 180 up there and wound up down in his door.
Do we have chains on the? Yeah, you have chains. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I heard the chains when you went by.
Yeah. So, the thing Adam came on, we tugged him out this morning. He tugged me out. Set. So,
are you guys making another pass tonight?
Nope. I'm going home, eat dinner. They call, then I guess I'll come back in. But we'll be in at 4 o'clock in the morning. I just got back and they had everything put away, so I'm not going to take everything out. Just to...
Alrighty.
To go. So. That's all I got. John Sander, I think, is just tired.
It was.
Tired.
We got
the other ones are pieces, too. That's the one he's got in 95.
Yeah, well, one's older than the other, but not much.
It ran when he put the new controller in it, but as soon as he put weight on there, it didn't do nothing. He wanted to use it. It wouldn't run.
It's a hydraulic motor on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be the motor's job.
So it's fired, I would say. 1995 was the birth date.
I wonder if it's worth buying a motor. I don't want motor with cost, they're not cheap.
No. Cheaper than Sander, but then you can probably get an update somewhere. Have some do it. I'm sure you're gonna have to cut sprockets off and everything else. Go get into new sprockets. Everything else.
All right, well, give me the statistics on it.
The Tarko's hand, they bat three.
Yeah, they're right down in Greenwich. It was how long does it take to get one?
I don't know. They might even have something down here. I mean, we go down, that's where we got his bed chain from. So.
All right, well, jot it down on a piece of paper or text me when you, tomorrow or something.
Yep.
All righty.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. See, this will skip over all business and go to LEHMP or LHMP.
Yes, thank you. Now that I've had a chance for my heart rate to come down a little bit. So thank you so much for having me tonight. Most of you know me, but I'll introduce myself for the sake of the recording. I'm Maggie O'Brien. I am the Emergency Management Planner with the Rutland Regional Planning Commission. And I'm here tonight to present the work that has been done to date on the 2026 Wells Local Hazard Mitigation Plan update. So for some background, the current Local Hazard Mitigation Plan in 2020, the RRPC helped the town of Wells develop that one, my predecessor Stephanie Burke. And since that time in 2023, FEMA has released new guidance that has raised the bar quite a bit in terms of both the content of the plan and the requirements for public outreach and engagement. And this is reflected in the review tool, which I have copies for the members of the select board tonight. No need to look through it now. This is just for your reference later. But essentially what this is it serves as a rubric for what needs to be in the plan. So think of it as a crosswalk to ensure that for every FEMA requirement, you can find its corresponding location in the draft plan. So one of the bars that FEMA raised with their new guidance was meaningful opportunities for engagement throughout the entirety of the planning process. So not just having a public presentation at the midway point and towards the end and getting public comments, but rather providing that opportunity throughout from kickoff to the final draft phase. So as part of that, I worked with our planning team this time around. So we have Don Proust on our local planning team, town board chair. We have Nora Sargent, the town clerk, AMC, and we have Dave Ricard. I was also hoping to have Todd Benton on the team, but unfortunately his work schedule conflicted with the schedule that worked best for everyone else. So I have him on the side providing guidance as he's able. But so with the team, we came up with a outreach strategy that seeks to not only notify folks of the different phases of the plan development, but also to solicit inputs specifically on the various natural hazards that impact the town of Wells and which assets are most vulnerable, as well as potential mitigation strategies to help combat these vulnerabilities. And integrating some of that feedback as well. So if there was a comment from the public on one of our surveys, for instance, about a spot that maybe was flagged by the planning team or otherwise provided some fruitful insight, then that's something that we consider, respond to, and put into the plan as appropriate. So, at this point, we are at the first critical milestone of the plan development process. So we're at the what's called the midpoints. So we've more or less completed the first half of the plan, which is the risk assessment, and I'll get into what that entails in a little bit here. But for now, you can see the draft. So this should have been included in your packets, but I also have some colored copies available because I know that some pictures and graphics are just easier for folks to see in color. So I have one for each member of the select board, as well as one to keep at the town office for the public comment period.
As a point of interest, you would not recognize this anymore. That project is done
Yes.
to the tune of $487,000.
Oh, so it was close to that 500,000. Okay, yeah.
Looks drastically different today.
That's
That's
good.
great. We love
Well,
to hear that.
it's all white right now. They'll be done tomorrow, the next day.
Yeah, amazing. So congratulations, first of all. But Town Benson, they had a similar situation. The picture I chose for their cover was I don't remember the exact name of the road. Was it Stony Point Road? Where it was completely taken over by flash flooding in December 22, but they had since upgraded culverts, did some work there, and now that road is pristine. So, let's get into what's in the plan itself. I'll just give a quick overview here. So the first thing I want to point out, I guess, is that the table of contents, you'll notice it cuts off after section five. Typically, I have the whole table of contents up to the plan maintenance and development, but since I'm piloting the new one column format with Wells, I decided it'd be easier to start over from scratch with the table of contents. So rest assured, there is more to this plan. You just are not seeing it. So, introduction, that's pretty self-explanatory. The purpose, so the local hazard mitigation plan is meant to be a long-term investment strategy. It is something that is meant to guide asset protection and guide risk reduction decisions. So, that has inherent value in itself, but there are also other benefits to having a plan like this. So the Emergency Relief Assistance Fund, so that is a pot of funding that the state has. So when there is a declared disaster, a federally declared disaster, and FEMA provides their grant money, you have the 25% match, that is typically, would have to come from the town. However, the state will chip in to contribute to that 25% based on if the town has adopted various criteria. So, participating in the National Flood Insurance Program, for example, having modern road and bridge standards, current local emergency management plan, and then the fourth requirement is a local hazard mitigation plan. So, if you have those four things, that bumps up your ERAP rate to 12.5, which the standard is 7.5 for comparison. So, with the expiration of the 2020 plan in October, Wells is back to the 7.5 default. But once this plan goes through VEM initial review, and we get that approval pending adoption, then you guys will be back to the 12.5 match. So, and in general, you need a local hazard mitigation plan to access FEMA funding. So there are financial benefits as well.
I have a question.
Sure.
Kind of unrelated, but related. It was well over a $2 million deal up in the Northeast Kingdom last year. FEMA turned their back on the state of Vermont, as they have in many other regards. The federal government turned their back on the state of Vermont. Is this an ongoing deal, or is this just some kind of a slap, or what? Have you heard anything as to what these people are going to do up there that have all this damage?
Right. So, I don't think it's my place to give political opinions, but I will say that I've heard that Governor Scott submitted essentially a, I'm blanking on the word right now, but it's not a claim. Well, anyways, he submitted something to FEMA saying that it should be reviewed, that decision should be reviewed and reconsidered. And so I know that's something that's in process right now. That being said, we are keeping in mind that with the change in federal landscape, we're assuming we're going to get less federal funding moving forward. So that is something that we are considering long term at the RRPC, but that's a separate conversation.
No, I was just curious if any more had happened. I know it made a big splash when it originally. I have a nephew that's a doctor up there, and he lost a lot of his yard and his stuff, and he's kind of sitting there on his hands.
Mm-hmm. And I do know there's behind-the-scenes strategizing going on to see how we can fill in the gap. I can't give you specific details off the top of my head, but I can send a couple of emails that might be of interest with more information on that. So, good question, though. Okay, so the other thing I want to stress is that this plan is non-binding. So when we get to the point where we have a final draft and the select board is looking to adopt, it doesn't mean it becomes gospel just because it's adopted. It's just meant to be something that helps guide decisions that the town may make in relation to hazard mitigation over the next 5 years. So that's something else to keep in mind too. Section 3 is the community profile. So we go over everything from the land features and wells to demographics, utilities or lack thereof, transportation infrastructure, and a lot more. And really, this is meant to set the stage and show what makes Wells unique in terms of community assets and what could potentially be at risk because of hazards. Then Section 4 is the planning process. So this provides a summary of the plan development, the steps that we have for the plan developments, the milestones and the timeline, as well as showing a list of data, studies, and reports that we've integrated into the development of this plan. In addition, there is a section looking at updates to the mitigation strategy since 2020. This is something that has a placeholder for now, as it's easier to compare a current mitigation strategy once we've actually developed one and we are not at that point yet. So that's just something else I want to know. But the big one tonight that we are hoping to get public feedback on is the risk assessment. So this is a process where when we sat down with the planning team, we looked at a range of natural hazards. So everything from extreme cold to wildfires, droughts, extreme heat, and various others. And we determined which ones were of highest risk to the community of wealth based on a variety of criteria, both the frequency of these events as well as the magnitude of their impact. So looking at how they affected people, infrastructure, the environment, and the economy. So in the draft plan, you can see the scoring and how that was done on page 10. And so, as you can see here, the highest risk hazards that were flagged by the team included extreme heat, invasive species, drought, extreme cold snow ice, strong winds, and then we included some flooding in there as well. It didn't score as high as some of the other highest potential hazards, but there are some requirements, there are some FEMA requirements that speak to flooding that we have to address. So that's why it was included in this list. I will point out that invasive species, that's a new one, and that is a result of it being identified as a risk in the state hazard mitigation plan. So there is a rule that for whatever hazards are identified in the state hazard mitigation plan, a town has to consider those in their local plan as well. So in this case, we have a focus on Emerald Ash Borer because that is an emerging pest that has a lot of relevance and been spreading a lot. And it has at least minor to moderate impacts on infrastructure and such that towns are starting to take action. So, but we have for each of these highest risk hazards, we have profiles that are structured in very similar ways. So we start with a general description of what the hazard is and what the impacts are. And then we speak a little to the history of the hazard in both the state and Rutland County. And if there's any significant events that impacted Wells, then we note that here as well. And then after that, we drill down to the community specific. So looking at those impacts on people, on infrastructure, on environment, and on the economy. So really what we're looking for here is if we told your story correctly in relation to these hazards, in relation to which people or infrastructure assets or economic assets are most at risk if we've described things in a way that makes sense for the town of Wells. So with this presentation, we are kicking off the 2-week public comment period. So this is an opportunity for folks to either send feedback on the content of the draft plan to myself. So it can be emailed to me at maggie@rutlandrpc.org. There's also an opportunity for folks to give comments in person if they would like. That is up to the select board. If the select board members are willing to add an item on the agenda to the next meeting on December 16th to allow folks to give comments in person if they would like. That is something I would recommend. And also just having an opportunity to have the board discuss if they had any comments on the draft, anything they want to see changed, or if everyone is good with how things are looking, then giving approval for the local planning team to continue onwards with the development of the mitigation strategy. It doesn't have to be a formal motion per se, as long as it's captured somewhere in the minutes that the board is satisfied with the plan as presented, then we're ready to move forward.
I think it looks very good. I read it all. Interesting. It's much better than the last plan I had to read.
That was the town plan.
Yeah,
it's a whole another adventure.
It's very well drafted.
Okay, wonderful. Glad to hear that initial feedback.
Mm-hmm. It's very attractive too. Like I feel mm-hmm. like it's just getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. And Hillary was actually she was on the Middletown Springs local planning teams, and they were my first local hazard mitigation plan. So she's that with me through the learning curve here. But very, very different implementation than the 2020 plan, but hopefully a lot more engaging with all the imagery
mm-hmm.
and so on. So
Maggie, during the public comment period, you're saying that's coming, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I thought that was tonight. That
yes, it is kicked off tonight. So tomorrow I will be sending out an email blast to various individuals and groups. They are listed in Appendix C, our public engagement summary, notifying people of the public comment period. And also I will be sending to Nora and Tammy the language to post on social media, because we agreed to have Facebook postings, front porch forum postings, website postings of the various milestones. So I'll have graphics and language sent over. All you have to do is copy, paste, post.
So it overrides what we have now, being this stuff for tonight.
Because
I put everything out for tonight. You know, I drafted it. The link that had the draft for this and the draft for this, and I did. So this is now is the next step. What you're blasting out tomorrow?
Correct. And ideally, if we could have like clips of like the posts on social media to put in Appendix C, you can start to see some like when we did the kickoff. Like there's like little screenshots of like, just so we can provide that proof to FEMA that like we went all out and said we were, you know, we chose multiple methods of outreach and here's the proof that we did that.
Yeah.
So.
We're limited to what we put on the website.
Oh, right, absolutely. Now.
But yeah, I mean, everything's been out there that you asked for, so.
Yeah, perfect.
And I sent to Nora for proof, so.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So if I had comments on the scores for that fluvial erosion, I would turn those into you and then with the group. Like work through that.
Yes, that's actually the perfect segue to my next talking point here, which is so we will the local planning team will reconvene in January. So we have the 2-week public comment period ending December 16th. And then whatever comments we do receive, we will review them. We will discuss how we would like to respond within the plan itself. And those comments will be recorded in Appendix C. And if there's any changes to the plan because of those comments, then those will be incorporated as well. And then we will start to develop the mitigation strategy. So looking at practical and reasonable actions for the town to implement to address the risks that we have outlined here in Section 5. So at that point, once we go through the development of the mitigation strategy, which will take several months, we'll rinse and repeat. I'll do a second presentation at some point in early April of the final draft with the complete mitigation strategy. And then we will do another public comment period and get that local stamp of approval from both the public and select board to submit the plan to Vermont Emergency Management. At that point, we have a two-step process where once Vermont Emergency Management looks at the plan, looks at the review tool, says, yep, everything, you know, lines up, all the check boxes are checked. Then we have approval pending adoption. And what that means is that once the select board makes a formal motion to adopt the plan, it'll go back to VEM and FEMA for final approval. And at that point, it will become effective and the five-year clock starts again. So looking at May, June, in terms of submitting that plan after the town has adopted it at this point. So are there any questions about anything in the draft timeline, public comments, anything like that?
Laid out pretty well.
What? How many did you get public comments in Middletown?
Middletown was quite a while ago at this point, so my memory's.
Or wherever you've been recently.
It varies from town to town. Some towns we don't get much of anything. Other towns like Rutland Town, we had a lot of comments for both the midpoint and the final draft. Rutland City, we had a couple in relation to the Chittenden Dam. And let's see, Benson, there might have been a couple. I know in Hubbardton, we had some comments at the midpoint about, because beaver dams are a particular problem in that town, and they are here to an extent too. And so there were some comments about how, you know, there's a balance to be struck between public safety, environmental, you know, benefits of beaver dams, like the way they can concentrate water during droughts. And that was something that was relevant at the time. So the planning team, we agreed to a response of, yep, we recognize that, and we will try to preserve that environmental integrity, except in cases where it poses an immediate threat to public safety. So that's an example of a public comment that could be received. Okay,
yeah.
Anything else, or? Perfect.
That's good.
So like I said, if you would please put on the agenda for the next meeting a opportunity for the to comment in person and to discuss as a board and provide formal informal approval for the local planning team to continue onwards, that we will be in good shape going into the new year.
Got that, Sherry?
You get that, Sherry?
Put on our agenda.
Yeah. And just to be clear, I won't be here for that meeting. Our RPC typically isn't for, like, if there's any public comments, I trust that someone from the town will get those back to me.
Yep.
But obviously, we're here for the presentation.
So it's the public comment you want.
Yep. And then we have to vote to move on to the next phase, right?
To allow the local planning team to continue onwards with developing the mitigation strategy and the remainder of the plan draft, yes. It,
that was a long thing.
I know. It's all captured on there. You'll be able
okay.
to.
It's in the timeline, right?
That too. Yep. So if you have any questions about what that looks like,
yep.
I'm able to see your back.
Okie dokie.
All right.
One other question.
Sure.
While you're here, this is your. The designations for the
oh yes
and I could have sworn I filled these out and sent them back, but apparently I didn't, or you never got them or whatever.
Yeah, if they were in my mailbox, I would have, you know, Karen probably would have let me know, my physical mailbox, my email. I have finally had a chance to look through after being away for a while. It's a really quick thing. I just need to confirm that the members are the same as last year. If they're not, I need a quick, you know, what role they're serving, their contact information, and the proxy delegation statements, and get those signed and ready to go. The REMC meeting is next Wednesday. So if I could get this finalized with all of our towns before then, that would be it.
So all you need here, on this one here, all you need is my name and Todd's name.
Yep.
And a check mark if we're doing the thing again.
Yep. And then on the second page, just so it would be your name first on saying that you give your proxy to Todd. For instance, let's say at an REMC meeting, Todd is there, but Don is not. The town of Wells still gets two votes because of the proxy delegation statements being completed and signed off by the select. For any matters that come to a vote, that's mostly financial stuff, reappointments, that kind of thing.
We can do that.
All right, perfect. Yeah, if you could even just sign it off tonight and get it to me, you know, sometime this week, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, I'll get it to you.
All right, perfect. Okay.
Thank you
very much.
They traveled back.
Yes, thank you.
So I'm meeting with Jeremy Jones next week, I think the 9th, and we're looking at the LWAP and the projects, and Evan's going to kind of give him a presentation about which ones would be best for the St. Catherine Association to like shepherd forward. But I think after we do that, it'd be good to, well, it'd be good for the town to know which project is picked, and also meet with the Conservation Fund and see if they want to work on the project too. So that's kind of where I am with that.
When is it again?
It's the 9th. So after that, I would have more information about, like, I don't know what Evan's going to present in terms of which project would make the most sense.
It was one that he seemed to be. Last time I talked to him, kind of down the hall, but I can't remember which one.
Yeah, well, we had a couple where then all the landowners didn't want to do them. I don't see the date, so I just.
Well, I mean, it takes.
Fair so not nearly as far, but Route 30 is lovely.
Yeah. You might want to go through Granville and hook up 22A.
That's probably what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it's probably your best shot. For the roads. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They weren't this morning. Old Hochul, she slipped up. She's got a bare road policy. Our roads had salt on them. Their roads didn't. They went to Rutland first thing this morning. And I had to go through Fairhaven. And it was nasty.
Well, Google Maps originally told me to go through 130 to get here. I'm like,
oh my God. No.
I don't think so.
No.
I'm just going to take the long way going Route 4.
Yeah.
Road, so I look forward to seeing that work. Hopefully, not too up close and personal.
Well, thank you so much, folks. We'll be in touch.
All righty.
Good to see you guys. Take care.
Have a safe drive.
Thank you.
Drive fast, take Kansas.
I definitely
hotter.
See ya. All right. Take care. All right. Where are we? Where are the
old business? I think we're on.
Oh, well, yeah, we kind of.
Do we have to vote on this, or is this just something you have to? I think we already did, right? At one point?
Yeah, I just got to fill it out.
Okay.
She has the names.
All right.
I could have sworn I sent it to her. We talked about the plan from the road. We also have Geo Designs. He's got a little more formal deal showing various pictures of what they did. Come a long ways from that thing. Yeah, that's about what it looked like Monday. That white is probably all covered now, and it's matted. I'm pretty sure that was
nice.
The last of the top of the hill, the last of the stone.
That's
where is my there it is. All right, old business. You were correct. I'm not succeeding losing my pen. Not a good day today.
No, this is mine. Were you chewing on it and dropped it? Oh.
No. Right here. Third.
I'm always right. Losing mine.
All right, so we got Maggie done. Old business. Yeah, we got to take a step back with old business. Yeah, the old business has come before us.
Well, the town report. I sent the photo, cover photo to Laurel, and she got approval from Huntoon, as you saw. And we just have to recognize him, of course, and he'd like a copy of our book. I did a draft of the dedication. I heard a few corrections, so I'll make them. Then I'll send it back to you guys, and then for feedback, and then we'll send it to Cherry to look at as well, if that's okay. And then the budget, we had wanted to vote on that tonight, so we can put that in as well. And I don't know if you saw my email or read it, but I lost my whole file, my whole drive, my whole USB drive that had our budget on it. But luckily, I saved it to the computer before we worked on it where I was at. So I went back and we updated the stuff we had talked about and changed from what I could remember. That's why I had sent it to you guys to verify and make sure. The thing with the vehicle replacement, the payment does come out of that line. So we had put the expense in there twice. So I took that back out. So that brought it back down to 4.3%. The only additional thing I had added in there was at some point we've had to have Sherry work more hours than her normal. So I added a little bit extra salary in there in case that has to happen again. So we're looking at 4.3, right, where it is. And like I said, the only change would be appropriations at this point.
Yeah, I followed along on your problems and your things online.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have great luck. Yeah,
I don't have any, there wasn't anything that jumps off the page that were way out of whack.
Yeah, and the thing with the interest income, Nora responded about, we had such high interest income because we had that bunch of money in there, but we spent it all on the roads and the project and all that, so it's not in there. So we're not going to be getting that amount of interest. So that's why it dropped so much. And her and I had a meeting and went through it again just to make sure we didn't miss anything or she had a change in mind. And she was fine with everything.
One thing I got thinking about the other day, a couple weeks ago, actually, after our brother's disease. When we have money, do we have a sweep account or any? What do we do with money that sits around?
It's in a bank account.
I know that.
Yeah.
That's
where all the fund money is.
Right, but is it in like a sweep account or a money market account or something? So we're
I've never seen that.
Whatever interest we can get.
I think that'd be a Nora question. Unless you know.
No, I just know that the interest is pretty good.
Do you get bank? You must get bank accounts.
She gets the statements.
Do you know where she files them? Because we could tell right from the bank statements what kind of accounts they're in.
No, it's just balance. Certain times of the year.
I don't know.
Collect taxes. You got a pretty good shot of money.
No, I understand.
Sitting in a checking account.
No, it's probably in a market or something. To begin that kind of interest, it's probably in something like that. I've honestly never seen the account, so I don't know.
No, I just happened to get thinking about it.
I would assume it's some type of market account or something because I know my 2 cents I get a month is not cutting it, so. To be getting 60,000, it's got to be in something. I'll tell you that. So is it okay for me to make a motion that we approve our budget for 26-27 at 4.3% with a total of, we'll see. Net revenue and expenditures is a negative $1,149,327.60. With the exception if we have a change in our appropriations.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the problems with doing it 6 months ahead of time.
Right, but this will, if we approve it, then Laura can start setting up and I'll work with her. If we have that line will be changed, and I'll tell her where she has to change the others. But it does take her some time to set it up in the format to work in the books. So she likes to have it. Assume 4.3% increase year over year.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to do any better than that.
No, I think that's pretty good considering we've had some expenses and had to raise some things.
I also have a
vote in the moment.
All right. Budget's approved. I will get it.
Any numbers
with a net revenue expenditure of a negative, right?
With a what net?
Revenue and expenditures. Of negative $1,149,327 60. That's because of the rounding for the FICA.
60 cents.
Yeah. Drop the 60 cents. Drop the 60 cents. I'll get rid of the 60 cents.
I know the school doesn't have to do things the way we do. Is there any talk of what where their budget is escalating to?
No, I have not had an opportunity to jump on any of their meetings lately, so I have no clue. No clue.
Can't imagine it's going down. They'll probably buy another half dozen cars.
Yeah. I do not know yet. I have not heard. All right. I will work on getting this prepped and get it to Laurel. And I think that's...
Now, have you seen the? Well, we're going to go on a new business. So,
oh, well, wait a minute.
Which is a donating plan.
We didn't put the cemetery on there. I did ask Charlie and Eric to be here, but
yeah.
Probably because of the storm and everything, they're not. So I will put in a request for them to, if they can, make the next one. All right, now you can go on.
Yeah, what we need to do is. I mean, they need to get the thing done. I mean, if they can't call Cody Hicks, if they can't get this guy to do it, I mean, I don't see why we, you know, there's got to be a surveyor that'll survey that thing. It can't be a big deal.
It looks to me like it's pretty cut and dry on survey. It's not like you got any
thing that,
or anything like that.
The only thing that, and there's some maintenance that needs to be done in there. Trees, you can't, they've got to trim the trees. You drive through there, even in a car like yours, it gets slapped with tree branches and stuff. And somebody goes through.
They need to be maintaining it since we took care of it.
Charlie was talking about that the other day. But I think they ought to. We need to get the records here. We need to get whatever records they have. We need to get them here. And I'm not sure if it would be a surveyor's job. I'm guessing it would be. Somebody needs to lay out this new piece so we don't end up with the mess that we have presently have with the old piece.
Right.
Where the, you know,
it should be laid out in squares or rectangles or something.
Could have,
you know,
roads, where the road's going to go.
Right.
And however, you know, whether it's a 2-lot grave or 4-lot grave or
right.
Whatever.
Well, I will reach out to Eric again and try to get them at the next one.
I mean, I just. You know, I mean, I mean, I would like to see the lad down the road do it, but if he's too busy, then we need to move on.
Right.
I mean,
it's been over a year.
Well, I would have thought the cemetery would be somewhere on the schedule. It can't be 2 years behind, I would think.
I've mentioned it to him. I don't know how many times I've run into him when he's been in here researching something. Yeah, I'll get on it. I mentioned it to Eric. I mentioned it to Charlie. And
I think they're trying like we're trying and getting nothing. So we got to figure out what their next plan is. So,
all right. You had that on another one that I didn't grab. Delaney plan, have you seen that?
I have. I read it, and
I've seen it, but I don't know where it is.
It was in an email to us.
Yeah, that's where I read.
What's the lady's name on the committee?
Her
name's Grace. I responded to Grace a couple days ago after I read it, or it could have been yesterday. It might have been yesterday. Right here, and there was just a couple of grammar things, like adding an S and some things that I fixed in it and sent back. But my question was if they should add something in here about the welcome garden and how the town maintains it, and then also adding up the part about they maintain health and access to our products to include, it says, where does it say here? Something about I don't know. It was something about adding about updating the signage, keeping it maintained and updated, because they had something on there about the rules being updated.
That's the sign they have.
But it's not up. It hasn't been up yet.
I think they have it.
Sign new rules.
There's a sign with rules on it, but so, it's not the new sign.
Okay. So just it says rules
unless
for park use.
New signposts are there. I haven't been there in the last week, so I don't know.
I was just saying rules for park use will be updated and posted as needed and posted on the town of Wells website and at the park or something like that. Those were the only two suggestions I had. Other than that, I thought it looked good. So, but I haven't heard anything back. She might bring it to the next meeting, I assume, to the group.
Which, to their meeting.
Yeah, my comments.
Which would be...
It's the second to
second
Monday?
Monday of the month or something.
Is it Thursday?
They used to meet on the...
That might be the library.
That's the library thing.
You sent me the library.
I have Gina working on it. We probably not all ran.
Okay. So they might do it. I'll look at
the 8th,
and then we can, and then on the 16th we can maybe vote on it. But that was my only comments. Did you need a copy to take with you to read?
I read it on a computer, and I printed off a copy, and I thought.
Then you lost it.
No, I thought it was in here, but it might have gotten tossed.
Did you get it to read? Okay. So
I didn't see
it. Other than that, I thought it looked really good. It talked about the parts of the like say park that is
entry garden. I don't see why that's any different. I put those split rail fence up myself and Paul and
you replaced them. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing's fallen down. The trees had never been trimmed since they were put in there.
That's not true.
Well, they hadn't been trimmed in years. Put it that way.
That's not true either. They have been because we've been making sure they've been.
We trimmed all the trees.
Same thing
had
been trimmed for quite a while when we trimmed
them. Well, Ed Rathbun had trimmed them 1 year.
Yeah.
I know
that. That was the time we did it with Ed.
Yeah, they hadn't been trimmed since then.
And then they were, well, because they told me that they were going to it. Delaney Park, the Delaney Committee. Somebody on there knew about shrubberies and stuff. Who's going to do it?
Rich Young's. He was Young's Orchard over in.
Because I knew they had been done a couple times. That's, no, it's been, I don't know, time goes by, but yes.
Well, when we were up there with Ed, they were out of hand.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they're out of hand when we were there with Rich.
But that's the other thing, is that was the thing, is that they were supposed to maintain. The town is supposed to maintain.
Once a year.
That's what I'm saying. We were, when it first was done, we had somebody go in there and mulch it every year and do that stuff. Because the town had said they would take over the maintenance of it once it was done. So that's why I'm saying, you know, they should mention something about that park in there, and also that has a welcoming bench, and you know, but that we also maintain it. That just to add, because it is part of the park.
That's what we did.
Well, I know, but it's not in as being a part of the park. There's no mention of it in there.
Well, why don't you put a note right on there?
That's what I did. I emailed it to Grace.
Oh,
that's what I'm just telling you what I had emailed her. So that was the only part I didn't see. We got the porta potty in there, but so.
All right, the Christmas bonuses is the next thing on the agenda, and I believe we got that pretty well whittled.
Yeah, it was in the budget, so I make a motion that we proceed with the Christmas bonuses as budgeted. Just the librarian one would go to the new librarian, obviously. So. And they can be paid out in the next payroll.
Oh, I started to mention grants. I've got Gina looking for a grant through the Americans with Disabilities, ADA, for a ramp, aluminum ramp. I don't see, I painted that ramp twice. It's pressure treated. To me, pressure treated is nothing but garbage. It doesn't hold paint, doesn't hold stain. I sanded it the last time and put solid color stain on it. A year or two and it's gone. The ramp itself is starting to get a little iffy. I mean, it's been there for, I don't know how long, a long time. So I was thinking, I don't know what an aluminum ramp, it's not very long. If you measure the ramp itself, 16 feet or something.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah. And then I also sicked her on to a grant for, we got accosted by a local West Pollock citizen about the windows, which
I saw that.
We had thought, we had years ago when I got the first grant, we got a $55,000 grant for that thing back, probably been 15 years now. And at that time we rewired it, we insulated it. We tore the first 6 feet of shingles off the roof, put bitumen down so the water didn't back up and leak. We painted the I painted the inside of it. We put a new door on it, a new door handle on the back door, fixed the front door so it's somewhat weather tight.
Did Edgar redo the windows at 1.2 on it?
Yeah, Edgar did all the windows.
Okay.
They need it again.
Yeah. They're quite the putty is going. So I think we need to look into some storm windows and stick that on to Gina to see if we can get a, it's not a historic building, but maybe we can get it as a public building. It's within the village limits.
Mm-hmm.
So she was going to do that.
Have to be done by somebody who does custom work.
Those are big windows, right?
Buy them.
No, they're big.
I changed all the light bulbs in there except for one. I got to fix the weather stripping that some guy was going to fix, but he never did. So I got the weather stripping the other day. I'll put it up. I was going to do it today, but I just...
There's still no word from the guy on the staining of the front.
On the what?
The refinishing of the entryway.
I called him twice.
Hmm.
Odd that he doesn't call me back because he's always called me right back. So I don't know. Maybe he's dead. I don't know.
Well, he was paid, so.
If worse comes to worse, I'll go sand it. And Christ, it's only 2 feet wide by 6 feet long. I mean, it won't, it's not a big deal.
Well, it's just that he was paid to do it, so he should.
No, I understand that, but. I've been on this earth for 76 years and I've gotten screwed six ways to Sundays a million times. It's the American way. That's get all the lights, all the cords are run to the lights. I was told that they would take care of setting the timers and whatever after I finally got a hold of somebody, which is quite a little trick. There are a lot of people who don't have phones if they're accessing. Email and but anyways, that's done. They all work.
Yay, thank you.
That's awesome.
I plugged them all in there. Sure, it wasn't a glitch.
It looked like, did you have to buy more lights? It looked like
I bought lights for out here, they're the ones on the tree that only half of them work.
Oh,
must have been the little Chinese kid to make those instead of the older ones.
I can tell you, we bought some for the woodman 1 year, and by the end of the year, the season, it was shot. They don't make them to hold up to this weather at all.
All these colored lights, those are 20 some odd years old.
Those LEDs, they don't.
Those are LEDs.
Well, those are high end lights.
Oh, yeah, they're commercial downtown decorations.
Right.
That's what they're
handling. Right, yeah.
But these here are just. We have got, we may have enough strings. There's a couple strings we're not using. The regular ones, like the multicolored ones. It's that style. So we could buy white bulbs. We've got some white bulbs. You buy enough white bulbs.
Well, we had enough things of the white ones to do some of the other trees up there that we don't do anymore.
I don't know where they went.
I don't either.
Well, it, also, when we did those trees, we didn't do these trees for like till the next year.
Oh, so you think that they may have come down here?
I think some of them are out here. There's a white, the C9 type bulb, which is the bulb like is on the posts or the pillars. One of those lights out there is that. The other two trees are, well, the tree over here that only half the lights are on, that's brand new. They put up yesterday or Sunday.
Are the lights across the street from us too, or did they do this?
Yeah. Those are from... She was over here when I was here putting the fiddler outside. So I gave it to her while she was staying right here.
They look like the same as one.
I don't know what to do.
Which we'll just cut the top off and then it'll look like the whole tree's left.
That leads me to my other thing. We have got to come up with something. You know, we either got to find a handyman or
I hear you.
Get somebody off a dead center. I mean, most of these women that were involved do have husbands and sons and so forth that are able-bodied. And I understand, I was told it was during deer hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They can put these lights up in August.
Mm-hmm.
If they'd like to. I mean, they don't have to go up during deer hunt, but when you have your thing the 4th of December or whatever it is, and there's no lights up, you got to get them up.
Yeah.
We did it before deer season.
No, I always did. I just, you know, everybody was going to do it. And then you went.
Well, and I sent out a notice, seeing if anybody wanted to get together, you know, in September, and I never got any reply. So to do it while it was warm out, you know. So,
the only reply I got one reply indirectly. They only had one. You get one day to
right. They finally, when I reached out again, came up with one day, and I said, you know, I'm unable to because I had another commitment. But if others were available, and no one ever replied, so
I think we need to find some handyman or something. I just can't. You know, I'm working 5 days a week, sometimes six, and then I'm doing this, and I'm running around putting on lights and light bulbs in the library. I mean, it's got, you know, I can't believe they don't have, I know they have at least one man.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Committee. I don't know why they can't screw a light bulb.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Can I ask, I saw that there was a Meads locksmith invoice. What was that for? What, reeking of what?
Jeez.
What key? What?
We needed keys.
We needed keys. I think we've got people that have not turned in keys.
So is it a new lock?
No.
Oh. Well, I thought it said something about rekeying or something.
No.
So he had to come to get the hole to make the key. The key.
He was in Poland, so he came here to get the keys, and he made them right here.
Oh, okay. For that door and the inside door?
So
the only people that should have a key for this building is the three of us, Dave, Jerry, and
Nora.
Well,
but didn't you get Fran for the meeting?
Some relative of Nora has a key.
Courtney was going to get one.
Courtney.
She doesn't have one yet. Tom
Cavino
now has one.
Right. And Fran has
one. Right, for his the meeting
I just
for Delaney.
Just because.
Well, for Delaney. I mean,
he's Delaney. He's a planning commission.
Right. Yeah. No, I have no problem with that. I remember the people that had. I just remember that. Does Harvey have one or no?
Who?
Frederick. Oh. Okay. I wasn't sure for the garbage.
I think there's a couple people that used to be involved and still have a key.
Mine all got turned in when I left the first time. Because I didn't want to be responsible. So.
Yeah, well, most people turn their key in.
Well, and the select board should make sure that they're getting the keys when it changes seats. So,
well, I think perhaps one of the keys was turned in. You can take one and get copy.
I'm not sure if you can get those The main key copied. I don't
there
think
you
that... Well, they're not supposed to.
I've just seen certain cars here when there's nobody else here before a meeting, and they're in the building, but they're not the car unless they're all back in.
Okay.
I've noticed.
Well, the only way you're going to change is to change the lock altogether then.
The library, speaking of that, the library has an issue. I talked to her about that lock. They wanted to put in a coding lock. And she's got a pretty good reason. They don't begin to even know who has keys, who still has keys. And her thought is, with a coded lock, they can see who's going in. And then if you're on the library committee and you resign or retire or die or whatever, they take your name off. And
so it costs some money, but you got to have the computer system to go with it.
She said 100 hours.
She's full of shit. Yeah, for the actual lock, but if you're going to be able to look it up, you have to have the computer system. We had, when we did it for the Woodman, I mean, the computer system itself costs money. It's no $100. It's probably, you're looking at me, $3,000 is what I'm thinking of.
Damn, I only know what the woman told me.
Right. It's
not being an expert.
I'd like to know where she's getting that from.
All the
dispatch
centers are push button locks. That's the only thing I know. You're punching the last four, you're 7229, and I walk in.
Right. And if you got a unit just to program codes into, it might be. But if she's looking it up online to see who was in there and what time and all that, that's a whole
system. No, she's not doing that. She just wants to know. Like, for instance, you're on the library committee.
Yep.
Your term is up. You're not going to run. Your number is taken out of the system.
Right. They would have to go to the pad and delete the number somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's if it, what she's talking about.
Okay. Because I thought you said something about when people come and go, and that's different.
What she meant, I believe, was then I know who's
has codes. Who has codes?
No, she doesn't have a clue. There could be 10 people, 100 people, 50 people.
Right.
I mean, I'd be what it shouldn't be too many because the doorknob is fairly new.
Mm-hmm. Well, like for instance, Lisa Madison asked for
Fran put that on
asked to borrow my key for Sunday for the lights, and so I reached out to Julie and said, "Is it okay for me to let her borrow my key for that?" And Julie says yes, and then Lisa gives it back to me. So, but I made sure with Julie, you know, she was aware and was okay with it before I did that. So.
Is there still a key under the brick?
I didn't even know there was a brick.
All right. Does anybody else have anything? That's all I have right off the top of my head. That's today. My brain is kind of a blur.
Oh, Laurel said she still needs a select board report.
Well,
I told her I'd remind you.
I'll get right on. I'll get right on. It won't be this week.
No.
I've had three meetings.
Probably by the end of the month.
I've had
be
three
good.
Meetings so far. Today is my third. I have another one tomorrow night.
I'm just reminding. I'm sure probably by the end of the month is fine. So that's all I got.
Should be pretty short, really. I haven't had any disasters.
Mazely is East Wells Road. I mean, that was our biggest thing this year, I think. It's the redoing of that. So.
I guess the next one's Fox Call, huh?
Yeah. If we get a grant. I also told David to get going on his grant wishes for the two major grants, the structures grant and the class 2 road grant.
Well, and he needs to figure out what he's doing with that salt shed that we're supposed to be doing and we have barriers for before. We don't have them or whatever, because I think they're just sitting there.
Well, we've got to pull in about 2,000 yards of fill.
But are the rocks laid out where we want it and everything?
No, you can't do that till you bring the ground.
Oh,
up
you're bringing the ground up. Gotcha.
Believe it or not, where they want to put the shed, if you stand there and look at the building, you're going to say, "Ah, maybe it's a foot or two."
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get a transit out. The transit doesn't lie.
Yep.
It's a little over 6 feet.
Wow.
So that
what is that all that
we got is? Some dirt from the road, but most of the stuff they hauled away with the blue clay. We don't need blue clay.
There's a lot of dirt piled up there by the cattails.
By the where?
Cattails going out toward your way.
Oh. That may have been where they dumped it.
No, they dumped it right there where the top.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Well, it's just stuff that's been piled up there over the years. But see, though, that could be dug out and put in there for Bill.
Yeah.
Because there's quite a mountain of it there.
Yeah, there is. Now that I think about it.
All right. Well,
that's the big problem with it.
I
was in hopes we could lay it out, and I went up there. I said, "Oh, geez, not a big deal." Then they got the transit out. I said, "Oh, it isn't
a big deal." Big deal. Okay. All right. Well, I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting at 8:24 then.
Okay. Unanimous.
No,
all right, so we'll,
hold on.
That way there, that we need to 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 we need to